Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore you. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this day with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, and we embrace the gift, brand new day, that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father God, we thank you for life, for health, for strength, for the activity of our limbs. Father God, a roof over our heads, the air that we breathe. And Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to come and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father God, because it is your word, the living word, the true word. Hallelujah. You are the truth. You are the life. You are everything. So, Father God, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, as we come, we want to pray for all those, Father God, standing in the need of prayer. We want to pray for those who are sick and afflicted, those who are bereaved, those who are lonely, those who are cast out, those who are homeless, Father, those who are hungry, jobless, Father God, whatever the situation might be, and especially those who are lost, those, Father God, who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father God. We pray that you would send your word on today and heal them from all their diseases, and we honor you and we bless you, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this platform, Father God, where we can come and declare the word of the Lord, hallelujah, and another day that you have made. We say thank you and we bless you. Now, Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. So, like to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, to our Sunday morning service. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. With Jesus Christ as Lord, we thank God for this platform where we can come together. Amen. Hallelujah. And lift up the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. I am Apostle Dr. Afrida. Glory be to God of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we welcome you on today. If this is your first time with us, please have a seat and enjoy the services. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of the Lord. We meet here on Monday through Saturdays at the 6 a.m. hour, and then we're back on Sundays at this hour, and we come to tell the God story. So we want to thank you for being here with us on today. We want to invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, learn a little bit more about our ministry and all the things that we have going. Early morning service,
in the mornings and altar prayer and Bible study. And amen, we're going to fill you up with the word. Amen, hallelujah, because the word, that's where the power is, that's where the truth is, that's where life is, the word, and nothing but the word. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. I want to encourage your hearts on this morning, amen, with a hallelujah message, hallelujah, coming out of God's word where Jesus was talking, amen, to a woman at the well. Most people are familiar with the story of the woman at the well because they want to focus on her being married so many times, where she had been married five times, but not really married at five times. She just really had five sons. That's another story in itself. And we want to encourage anyone who's been married more than once to let you know that divorce is not the impardonable sin. And glory be to God. And the Lord, amen, is a fixer-upper. Amen. Hallelujah. And God can make everything right. As we found out as the story goes on, coming out of Luke in the fourth chapter, and Jesus was in dialogue with the woman at the well. And they had a conversation, glory be to God. And as the conversation went on, amen, Jesus, amen, began to speak about worshipers because the young lady was a little bit confused, amen, in worshipers and true worshipers. And Jesus, amen, made a statement, glory be to God, how the Father seeketh true worshipers and those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And we just want to talk to you for a couple minutes this morning about being a true worshiper, a true worshiper. Amen. And Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. Just give me 1 second, please. I'll be right back with you. All right. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. So, beloved, amen. When Jesus, amen, entered into dialogue with the woman at the well, and he spoke about true worshipers. So why would Jesus would he even, you know, go that far to separate worshipers? I mean, isn't a worshiper a worshiper? You know, most people would think, well, either you're a worshiper or you're not a worshiper. And so here, when Jesus was indicating to the woman at the well that our Father, his Father, our Father, our godly Father, a good Father, is looking for true worshipers, and that is indicative of the fact that worshipers can be true worshipers or false worshipers. In other words, beloved, there's such things as fake worshipers, those who are not real, see, those who are faking the funk, glory be to God, those who are just going through the motion. Beloved, amen, the Lord is looking for true worship. So since the lady wanted to enter into a dialogue about worship, but Jesus said, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Amen. Let's get real. Will the real worshipers please stand up? Real worshipers, beloved, are those who worship God in spirit, those who worship God in truth, those, amen, glory be to God, who are not hypocritical, those who are honest in their heart. Glory be to God, giving God, amen, all that they have, even with our imperfections, amen, and allowing God, amen, to do the work, amen, that only he can do to clean us up. Glory be to God, beloved. False worshipers are those who put a show up for individuals. They want to impress people. They want their names to be called. They want to look good. They want to smell good. They want to look pretty. They want to speak. You know, in a certain tone. You know what I mean? They want all the public appearances of being, you know, right with God. But see, secretly and in private, they're not the first to people that they appear to be when they're in public. And so this is why Jesus said in the book of Isaiah, and he also repeated in the book of Matthew, he said, these people here, they worship me with their lips, they worship me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. We don't want to be a lip, give God lip service only. We don't want to worship God just with our mouth and, you know, try to speak eloquent and try to, you know, quote scriptures and memorize scriptures. And, you know, we want to sing songs and be the best, you know, choir, person on the choir, the best orator, you know. And we go through all these motions and we have all the, you know, all the words, glory be to God, and everything sounds good. But everything is not good when our heart is not right. And, beloved, even though our words can impress people and the things that we do can impress people, but God is not impressed when the heart is not right. And this is why he told Samuel that man judges the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. It's not even about, you know what I mean, the place that you go to worship, you know what I mean? It is the spirit of worship. It is you, amen, wanting God, in love with God, loving God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength. And so the Lord is looking for a true worshipers, beloved. And, beloved, unless we, amen, get to that place in God, sometimes we, you know, start off right, sometimes we get a little, you know, weary along the way, maybe a little burned out, you know, running around in the flesh, people pleasing, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody has something to do even when they're not doing anything. Takes a lot of energy not to even do anything. See? And then we want to give God half of this and half of that. Beloved, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Not Lord at all. And this is the point, amen, that Jesus, amen, was trying to, amen, communicate to the woman at the well, amen. He was communicating to his disciples, and he's communicating to me and to you. The Lord is looking for true worshipers. Because, beloved, the Bible says if we be willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. So sometimes we are willing, glory be to God. Sometimes we are obedient. But our heart is not there. So if you're obedient, you're following the instructions, you showed up on time, okay, you did what was expected of you to do, and you're going through all the motions, okay, to as if you are an obedient individual, but if your heart is not right, then you're not a true worshiper. If your heart is not right, if you're just doing it to be seen, if you're just doing it to make a quota, if you're just doing it to keep your name on somebody's roll, amen, if you're just doing it, amen, to say that you did it, beloved, but your heart is not there, you're mumbling, you're grumbling, you're complaining the whole time, you're here, oh, but you really want to be somewhere else, see? And, beloved, let me tell you, man has no heaven or hell to put you in. What we do as unto the Lord. Everything we do, we should be doing unto the Lord. I'm giving unto the Lord. I'm sacrificing unto the Lord. Amen. Everything unto the Lord. Why? Because, amen, he is the righteous judge. And so, beloved, we think about praise, amen. We praise God for what he do. We worship God for who he is, because everybody cannot worship God. Because your worship is not acceptable. Cain and Abel were brothers, glory be to God, and both of them brought an offering unto the Lord. Amen. God accepted Abel's offering, but he did not accept Cain's offering because, amen, the attitude was not right. He was just giving God something to give God something, but his heart wasn't in it. Beloved, we don't want to be giving God something just to be giving God something when our heart is not in it. Because now it is not acceptable unto him. Now we have fallen into the circle and the gamut of hypocrisy. We say we worship God. We sing the songs. We do the dance. Amen. And everything else. Amen. That looks good. Amen. But it's not good because it's not coming from a sincere heart. True worshipers, beloved, are perfect people. Amen. And they have their weaknesses and idiosyncrasies. But when we are real with God, when we are sincere with God, amen, when we are talking with God, when we are praying with God, God will help us in the areas of our life that we need to be helped, that we need to be strengthened. And this is what God will do. And this is what God does. And so, beloved, amen, the scripture tells us, amen, how to let us worship God, amen, in the beauty of holiness. Let us worship God. Glory be to God. Beloved, he tells us in Romans chapter 12, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God knows, glory be to God, if we will present our bodies, amen, to him, and our minds to him, he can get everything else, amen, that we have. God wants you, and he wants you to want him too. Amen. But remember, we have to do, we have to be real with it. The glory be to God. We don't want to wait. That's why in the end, there's going to be so many people. Amen. And Jesus said that they're going to hear him say, amen, depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you because your heart wasn't there. I never knew you because you weren't real. You was just going through the motions. You were just doing what everybody else did. You saw them speaking in tongues. You came up with your own tongue. You saw them dancing in the spirit. And now you want to dance, huh? And now you can tell when you're dancing in the flesh or the spirit, well, because now you fell and you hurt yourself. No, the Holy Spirit is going to make sure. Amen. The Holy Spirit doesn't operate that way. There's no way a person can be in the spirit, amen, and fall and hurt themselves. No. We're going through all the motions, but our heart is not real. The love of our heart is real. Glory be to God. It's not even about a dance. It's not about a song. Glory be to God. It's not even so much about the words, amen. It's the condition of the heart, amen. Glory be to God. And God is God, and we worship God. We honor God, amen. All that we do for God, I worship you, I do. You live to worship him. You're just so grateful to God for everything. For everything, what you have and what you don't have, what you're going to have, what you might have. Glory be to God. Everything is God. Every good and every perfect gift coming from above. Amen. He is your creator. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you for his glory. All your blessings come from him. Glory be to God. He is God all by himself. With you or without you in the picture, don't make no difference. He was God before you. He's God after you. He's the eternal God, and he's a very good God. And we worship him. We worship him not just when we're around certain people. Glory be to God. But we worship him in private. When we're by ourselves, and we're not hanky and panky, dipping and dabbing. No. Glory to God. Our worship, amen, remains. Amen. It begins in private. And God will reward us publicly for who we are privately. But we want it the other way around. We want to be devils and run around with the devil sometimes in private and want God to, amen, to show off, amen, in the public arena. No, God doesn't work that way, beloved. But God says if we love him, he loves us. He loved us before we even loved him. We loved him because he first loved us. Now he wants us to respond to that love and fall in love with him and keep falling in love with him day by day. Do you love him? Hallelujah. Oh, come, but let us adore him. You know we say that song for Christmas. Amen. Around the Christmas holidays, you know, we sing it for a couple of weeks. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Amen. But I challenge you, amen, to just put that in your playlist. Amen. Play it every day. Amen. Hallelujah. Till you fall in love with him and worship God every day. amen, in spirit and in truth. Not because of what he does, but because of who he is. Not because of what he gave you, amen, but because he gave you Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, when we worship him, it will be easy for us to live a lifestyle of obedience, because our obedience is an extension of our worship. And we obey him because we love him. We are willing and we are obedient because we worship out of our worship, out of our fellowship, out of our relationship. It pleases us to please the Lord, whatever he wants. We perform for an audience of one. Oh, boy, we know that nothing that we do is in vain. True worshipers. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. It's time to get real. Maybe I'm talking to somebody today, glory be to God, and you got another week along the way. Amen, I want to encourage you. The Bible says if you will confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Come on back home to Jesus. Jesus said, I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. It's time to be revived again. You don't have to wait for the revivalist to come into town. Right there where you sit, amen, just confess your sins, and he will, you know, cleanse you and give you a blood bath. Amen, hallelujah. Place you back to where you need to be, amen, where nothing matters before him. God is first. We seek first. God above ourselves, God above our money, God above our family, God above everything. God first, the family second. Somebody, come on. True worshiper. I just want to leave you with a question today. Are you true? Are you real? Are you fake? The Lord puts a distinction between worshipers. He wants us to know there's true worshipers and there's fake worshipers. Oh, they're a worshiper, so they are in the spirit. They are a worshiper, so they got to be real. No. 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 True worshipers, real worshipers you fall into. Well, we pray that you are a true worshiper, and we want to encourage you to keep on keeping on. Amen. Always be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. If you are a fake worshiper, amen, and you gave God your heart, but you got a little lukewarm somewhere in the middle, amen, we want to encourage you, amen, to come on back home to Jesus. Do not be an enemy to the cross of Christ. Come on back home. He's waiting for you. He's married to the backslider. Glory be to God. The backsliding, beloved, amen, is not necessarily doing bad deeds. Amen. No, you're not committing fornication. No, you're not doing this. No, you're not doing that. But you're not a true worshiper. You're not giving God all that you have, so that automatically makes you a backslider. You're mediocre. See, you're going based on your feelings. You're going based on your circumstances and your situation. You're mediocre. See, and you stopped walking out, amen, a little time ago. Amen. Glory be to God. And so you're in a backslidden condition and I don't even realize it. Come on back home today. Or maybe I'm talking to you and you have never received Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins as your Lord and your Savior. Well, guess what? Jesus died for you. Yea, rather, he was resurrected again on the third day just for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, you shall be saved. Just repeat after me right now. Father God, I'm godly sorry for breaking your heart and taking so long to get here. But I am here today by the grace and the mercies of God. And I ask, Father God, that you would forgive me for all of my sins as I open up my heart and invite Jesus to come in and be my Lord and be my Savior. To lead me, guide me, direct me, and show me the way to go that I might live for you, be your disciple, and Father God, and a true worshiper, magnifying your name on the balance of the days of my life. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death and my name confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Lord, we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you, even right now, in Jesus' name. in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you did that, guess what? You are saved. Glory be to God. Welcome to the family of God. The angels are rejoicing in heaven. Glory be to God, and we are rejoicing too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want you to, hallelujah, reach out, hallelujah, to us. Amen. At lifeofjesus.org. Amen. Let us know. Amen. Hallelujah. That. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us know.
Apologize for that interference and technical difficulties that we are experiencing. And if you have given your life to Christ today, amen, we want to celebrate you. Amen. We thank God for you. And we ask that you would please reach out to us, amen, and let us know so we can pray for you and pray with you. Amen. So this is our prayer request on today, amen, and our prayer is for you, amen, that you and I, amen, and all of us, amen, will become true worshipers, because it's easy, amen, to be otherwise, amen, but God's yoke is easy and his burden is light, and he will help us if we desire to be helped, amen, and amen. So we pray that you can hear the balance of our service. Amen. And again, we do accept apologies. Amen. For any interruption, if the word has not come forth clearly on today, if there was a little breaking up in the service, we do apologize for all of that. Amen. But the most important thing that we pray that you walk away with today, amen, is that God is a spirit. And we who worship him must worship him in spirit, and we must worship him in truth. Because it's possible to worship God, attempt to worship God, not in spirit, amen, and attempt to worship God, not in truth, amen, and it's not acceptable, amen. It's an offering that's not acceptable unto the Lord, and the Lord only wants to receive an acceptable offering, amen. So we want to make sure that our offering unto the Lord is acceptable unto him. And Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. We pray that everybody would have a good day today. Amen. Be safe. Amen. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. And please, feel free to come back and meet us tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, amen, for our live service. And if you miss us live, amen, you can always, amen, listen to the replay. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer now in Jesus' name, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. God bless.